Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those joining us now, live streaming and by TV and by radio. Welcome to our Sunday morning worship service. If you're listening by radio, you can go to www.theshepherdshouse.net and get the entire program. Our radio programs are around 30 minutes, and our TV live streaming sometimes is closer to an hour. So anyway, join us that way. And also, if you're watching this by YouTube, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, and that way every message that's put on YouTube, it will also give you a notification. Also, if you're watching this by Facebook, please consider following our Facebook page, and that way you will get a notification also every time that we have a new sermon that or a teaching that's going to be posted there. So wanted to get that information out. All right, in Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse number 10. Ephesians 6, starting in verse number 10. Then I want to go into St. John 15. Read a few verses of scripture there. Ephesians 6, starting in verse 10. And this is what the great apostle said. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now let's go into John 15, starting in verse 1. And the Word of God says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, and no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you for being such a good God. Thanking you, Lord, for your mercy. Thanking you, Father, for your love. Asking you, Father God, to move, Lord, in our hearts and anoint me today for that, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I know that it would be impossible, Lord, for me to preach. And Father, Lord, without the anointing, I know that all that's said and done would be void and it would be in vain. Father, use me, Lord. Hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that all glory and praise would go to Jesus, not to myself in the flesh. Father, touch those, Lord, that are broken. Touch those, Lord, that are hurting. Lord, move upon the lost that are here today and the lost that are watching, Father, by television. Deal with the hearts of those, Lord, that are facing obstacles and different things in their lives. Father, help me to preach this today, Lord, in such a way, Father, that it would inspire, encourage, and Father, Lord, touch the hearts of all. We praise you and we thank you today, for it's in the mighty name of Jesus we humbly pray and ask all these things this day in Jesus' precious and loving name. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing in reference to the word, hearing the word of God being read. Title of the message today is Prepared for Battle. Prepared for Battle. Now, the first thing that happens to a Christian after that you get saved, after you've made that commitment, after that you have been born again by the Spirit and the power of God, there's something that happens. You are immediately enrolled in the army of God. And immediately there will be a battle that's going to come, and it's going to be before you. Then you've got an opportunity to stand and fight or to run and refuse to fight. And unfortunately, there's many today that has refused to fight. Now, I'm going to say some things here, and hopefully it will be an encouragement to you, but I want to say something here today that may shock you. I've never, ever one time in 43 years of ministry ever saw a Christian that fought the battle ever lose. Never. Not one time in my entire life have I ever saw that. But I've saw many that failed to fight. I've saw many that ran. I've saw many that's walked away from God because they didn't want to fight the battle. It's not easy to be in the army of the Lord. It's not easy to stand against opposition. And whether you realize it or not, when you take on the name of Christ, you've got all of hell coming against you. Well, Brother Jimmy, that's right. I had a cow die, and I had a water heater go out, and had central heat and air go out. The devil really fighting me. No. No, no, and no. That's not the devil fighting you. That's a water heater being 12 years old. Amen. That's a central heat and air unit being 37 years old, or however old that it might be. Those things are going to happen. Our warfare are not carnal. Our warfare is not by fist, amen, and by sword and spear. It's in the mind, amen. The warfare is the mental anguish, and the enemy trying to get us to back up and to refuse to fight or to intimidate us into the place, amen, that we run, amen, into heat of the battle. That's why you see a lot of people that run to the altar and they get saved, and it won't be a month till they're back out into the world. Amen. As soon as a battle comes, they make a decision. It's not worth it to me to stand and fight. I'm going to walk away. It's easier to me to go back into the things that I can relate to, the things that I'm used to, and the lifestyle that I once lived. It's just easier than to stand and fight. There was a man by the name of Patrick Henry that served on the legislative platform in Virginia in 1776 to 1779. This man had worked with his father in the store that his father ran. He tried another profession. But see, there was something going on. Have you ever heard of the War of 1776? Have you ever heard, amen, of what was going on at that particular time here in America? And what he done, he went and he educated himself and trained himself to become a lawyer. Why? Because he was like David, amen, when he was facing Goliath. He looked at Saul, he looked at the entire army of Israel, and he said this: is there not a cause? Is there not a reason to fight? Is there not a reason for me to continue on in the stand? And he stood there on the legislative floor one day, and he made this statement that ran all over the world, and it will never, ever be forgotten. It's chiseled in history. He said, "Give me victory or give me death." Amen. Listen, if you're going to serve God, you're going to have the mindset, give me heaven or give me death. I'm not going to back up. I'm not going to sit down. I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to get out of church. I'm not going to quit preaching. I'm not going to quit singing. I'm not going to stop praying for my children. But I'm going to believe that God is going to get me through this situation, and I'm going to continue to fight. I'm going to continue to pick up and to move forward. Now, there's a lot of people that goes to church, they're not in the spiritual warfare. They can't even understand what spiritual warfare is. They've never had hell come against them. They've never had every demonic spirit, amen, come against them to try to depress them and to bring them down and to make them feel as if that they're not good enough. Amen. They've never had the devil whisper in their ear because they're no threat to Satan. Listen, if you're no threat to the devil, he's not going to fight you very hard. If you don't come to church half the time, if you don't have a prayer life, and if you don't have a prayer life, you're not going to come to church half the time. Amen. Listen, the truth's the truth. Amen. But if you've got a prayer life, amen, and you attend, and you've got a job inside the church, well, Brother Jimmy, I go, but I don't have a job. Yes, you do too. You just hadn't took it on yet. You're not willing to fight yet. Amen. You ain't found your place. Amen. And what God, amen, has called you to do. And I don't know what it is I'm supposed to be doing. Well, he'll tell you, amen, what you're supposed to be doing. There's a whole lot of people, amen, that's sitting on their gifts. Amen. You can't get them to move. Amen. As Brother Haskell Akins used to say years ago, you couldn't move them with a stick of dynamite. That's the way he preached. He'd lift his voice up real high. Amen. When he was preaching, he'd say dynamite. He meant dynamite. Amen. Couldn't move them with a stick of dynamite. That's one of them old timers that knew how to preach. Amen. But listen, amen, we're going to have to fight this battle. Sometimes it may be a fight for you, amen, to move on and to go to church. I can tell you a whole lot of battles that I had, amen, trying to get me to stop preaching, amen, trying to get me to back up and resign as pastor, amen, trying to get me to quit and to walk away. Listen, it's not fun sometimes, amen, when you have to stand, amen, and when you're challenged, and when the opposition, amen, has came against you. We were learning in Sunday school this morning, for those of you that were strong enough to get out of bed and get here. Testing 1, 2, 3. Well, Jimmy, I'm not that weak. You was here and I didn't see you. I'm sorry. Amen. If you weren't here, you was weak. Amen. The devil told you, well, there's a reason that I don't come. Okay. What's that reason? Well, I don't really feel like it. Did you have to have the ambulance to take you to the doctor? No. Then you're able to go to church. Amen. See, we can make all kinds of excuses, amen, and tell ourselves, amen, that I've got a good excuse. The reason that I don't go pray is because of this, this, and this. No, no, and no. You've made a choice in your life. I'm not going to fight the battle. I'm not going to carry my cross. I'm not going to have to carry the load that God wants me to carry. Every one of us are ambassadors for Christ. If you're born again through the Spirit and the power of God, you've got an obligation to be a witness to the Lord, for the Lord. Amen. Out in the public. Amen. You've got an obligation. Amen. To share your experience. Amen. That you had with the Lord that would cause those that are hurting to want to come and to get help and to hear the good news of the gospel. Amen. There's an obligation, and the enemy wants to keep you, amen, from fulfilling that obligation. If it's nothing but to pick up the telephone and to call somebody and ask them to come to church, if it's nothing but ask the people you go to school with or the people that you work with to come to the house of the Lord, well, I just don't want them to really, you know, think I'm a Christian, and I don't want to have to go through, you know, the persecution that might come. Right now, we're friends, and I don't want to do anything to challenge my friendship with that person. So you're willing to let them go to hell then. You're willing to let them go to hell because you're such a good friend that you won't even invite them to come to church. Well, Brother Jimmy, I've invited them I don't know how many times, but I just can't get them to come. Invite them one more, and if that don't work, go to somebody else. Amen. You need to be trying to get people to come to the house of the Lord. So the devil wants to keep you from doing, amen, the things, amen, that God has purposed you to do. Listen, for parents, if you don't pray for your family, that means you chose not to fight in a battle anymore. Amen. You just backed up. Well, Brother Jimmy, I try to pray for them, well, every now and then a little bit, at least. I really can't get into it. You know what the Word teaches us to do? To pray in the Spirit. How do you pray in the Spirit? You pray till the tears is rolling down the side of your face. You pray just like your loved one's going to go to hell if I don't try to pull them out of the flame, as it says in Jude chapter number 1. Amen. Pulling those, amen, out of the fire. So Jude said, that's what we need to be doing. And many today, they're not fighting the battle. They've gave up. They don't pray, amen, like for the kids and grandkids like that they need to. They don't pray to get a closer walk with God. If we could see the needs spiritually, and I covered this a little bit in Sunday school this morning, if we don't see the spiritual needs that all of us has and go after those needs, amen, you're never going to receive. And so many today, they don't want to fight the battle. Paul said, to put you on the whole armor of God. Why not just part of it? A little dab will do you. Well, that's a good Brill Cream commercial back in the time when we had the greasers. Amen. Some of you my age can remember the greasers. Amen. That's where you put that wild root or Brill Cream in your hands and rub them together and slick, amen, like putting possum fat on your hair. Slick that hair down, and you take a comb, those that had hair, I did when I did have hair, and comb that hair over. Amen. And the commercial with Brill Cream, you don't have to have a whole handful like you do with wild root. I used to use wild root. It's white, sticky, slimy. Amen. My dad used it. But just put a little bit, just a little bitty speck in the palm of your hand, rub it, and slick her down. It don't take much. Why, just a little dab of Brill Cream will do it. Boy, that's like a lot of Christians. Amen. I just go to church, get me just a little dab, and that'll do it. Amen. You need more than a little dab, amen, to fight in the army of God. Amen. When all of hell is coming against your mind, amen, you need all of the power of God that you can get. And most of the people, it's a blessed carnal. They get mad at the preacher, amen, for asking them to come to church more. But the Bible says, amen, for us to fail not the assembling of yourselves together, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So I know you sound, it might think, Brother Jimmy, you sound like a broken record. I wouldn't have to if people to get up and get out of the bed and get in the house of the Lord, how that like that they need to. Amen. Those of you watching my television, the same, or radio, or live streaming, the same as it is for the people that's here. How would you like to teach a class when you couldn't get none of them on the same level? How would you like to teach in a one-room, one-class school, one-room schoolhouse, and you have the kindergartners and the 12th graders all in the same room? Wouldn't that be something? You know where I'm at now. I got people that's advancing, wanting the gifts of the Spirit, and I got others, I can't even get them interested to come to church. Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Amen. So how do you lead those, amen, deeper into the things of God when others, he's got the Brill Cream? Little dab, do you? Hello. Testing. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Amen. The only one I amen in me is one's got allergies and they can't talk. But they're squeaking back there anyhow. Thank God for that. Amen. What we need, amen, is more of the Lord. Amen. We need to learn to fight. Or, Brother Jimmy, I have things that hinders me. I don't. Brother Jimmy, you don't have nothing to hinder me? No. I step on all of it and go on. I fight my way through it. When I don't feel like coming, I come anyhow. When I ain't in the mood to preach, I preach anyhow. Amen. When I don't deal with the situation, I deal with it anyhow. When I'm having a bad day, I come to church. Having a bad day and staying home is like telling somebody with a heart attack, when I get to feeling better, I'll go to the emergency room. Amen. You die before you get there, waiting for you to feel better. If you felt better, you won't need to go then. It's kind of like the person needed a roof fixed. They say, well, when it ain't raining, I don't need it. And when it is raining, it's too wet to fix it. Amen. That's the way a lot of people is. Amen. At the church. Amen. We need to, amen, deal with the situation. Amen. Take it to the Lord. Amen. Get up and fight. Amen. If you could just get people to stand up, take their authority that they have in Christ. Did you know the Lord tried to teach us, amen, that we can put every demonic spirit to flight if we'll stand in His authority, in His name, and proclaim, amen, that we are a child of God. Amen. What the devil wanted to do with Jesus when he had him there and out of the wilderness when he came, and he lifted him up and he took him up to a high pinnacle and began to talk to him. The first thing he always said with every attack, he said, if thou be the Son of God. If thou be the Son of God. He knew he was the Son of God. He was trying to get Jesus, amen, to question, amen, who he really was. See, he was part God and part man. He was trying to get the weakest part, the fleshly part of him, while he was hungry, while he was tired, while he was weak, to question who he is in Christ. Now you listen to me for a minute. Amen. The devil today, amen, will talk you out of fighting because he knows you're going to win if you'll just get up and fight. If you'll stand in the authority that God's already given you. If you will stand with faith believing, I will overcome these things. Amen. Now someone once said, and I know everybody's heard this saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's the biggest lie I ever heard. Words will hurt you. People will hurt you. But there's someone that can help you through the hurt. You may not change that person immediately, but God give you the strength, amen, through the Holy Ghost, amen, to get through those things and to press on. Amen. The word says, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Now, some of you believe it and some of you don't. How do you know some of us don't believe it? Because I see your actions. The devil says, miss church. Okay. The devil says, you can't afford to pay your tithes. I agree. And the devil says, they're not going to listen to you, so don't go talk to them about coming to church. You're right. There's no fight. When the devil goes trying to fight you, that should be your cue to do it, to be twice as determined as you was before. Now, I'm not preaching something to you that I don't try to practice myself. I've had people down through the years, the devil used them to try to intimidate me. And I've told some of these stories before. I had one time, you know, they kept saying, or Brother Jimmy, I walk up and down the aisles, they kept saying, Brother Jimmy spits all over me when he goes up and down the aisles. So the next Sunday after hearing that, I was preaching and the devil put that back in my mind. And this is what I said. I looked him right straight in the face. I said, Brother, if I spit on you today, get you some windshield wipers because I'm going to continue to preach anyhow. Amen. Get your handkerchief and dry your face. It's going to be all right. Amen. That broke that intimidation and it broke that spirit off of me because I came to fight. I didn't come to quit. I didn't come to be intimidated. Amen. I come, amen, to press on and to push forward. Amen. I'm a fighter. I'm not a quitter. Amen. Quitters never win and winners never quit. We've got to continue on. Let us go back and look, amen, what Jesus was saying, amen, there in John chapter number 15. He said, every branch in me, that means every Christian, every church attender that claims to be a Christian, that beareth not fruit, he taketh it away. Who? The husbandman. Who's the husbandman? The Father. Woo! If you don't preach, you'll take the gift away. If you don't sing, you get to where you can't sing. Amen? If you don't share your testimony, you'll get to the place you can't hardly remember your testimony of how you got saved to share it with someone else. You got to be a fighter. You got to keep on going. Amen. Sometimes I think, Lord, how in the world can I keep on going? Look at what he said there in Ephesians 6, verse number 14. He said, have your loins strapped with truth. Cover the heart with a breastplate of righteousness is what he was saying in verse number 14. Our righteousness, our a testimony will go before us. I don't know how many times when I was a young preacher, I'd be called to go preach at another church somewhere. Come up to me and say, hello, Brother Wilson. I said, hello, and they tell me their name. I said, I don't believe it. I know you. They said, no, but we done heard about you.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142.
too. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.